Hello and welcome to Twitter for Public Relations Students. My name is Martine Howell and I'm a junior at Georgia Southern, majoring in Public Relations. In this first episode, I will explain a little about what Twitter is, why I think all Public Relations students should have an account, and a little bit about how to use Twitter to your benefit for your own personal branding. Let's start off with talking a little bit about what Twitter is. Twitter is a microblogging site that people use to connect with one another. Your message must be kept short to 140 characters. Anything over that, it'll tell you that it's too long. It will not post it. A lot of people wonder, what's the benefit of using 140 characters? Well, it's simple. Your message has to be short, sweet, and to the point in order for people to listen to it. So it kind of trains you in that. A lot of students wonder, why should I bother using Twitter? Why should I open an account? I've got tests to study for, there are essays that I have to prepare. I want to hang out with my friends, and Twitter just doesn't really appeal to a lot of students. But I find it really helpful. I don't participate all the time like I feel I should, but I like to listen a lot and just see what's going on. To start off with, it's really good to follow people that are in the public relations field already, people that are already kind of well known. For example, Chris Brogan, the president of New Marketing Labs. He's also a New York Times bestseller. He's one of the people that I follow. Chris has a website. It's chrisbrogan.com, and he has a blog. He keeps a blog there that has a lot of useful information on various things, such as using Twitter for your benefit for your company, Twitter and public relations, Twitter and marketing. I would suggest kind of just going through and reading and just seeing what Chris has to say. He has a lot of useful information. A few other public relation professionals that I follow are Deidre Breckenridge, Shell Israel, and Guy Kawasaki. They tend to post daily, and each and every one of them contribute something. I usually learn at least something new from every one of them. So once you've started a Twitter account by going to twitter.com, clicking, on create a new account, going through the processes that we're all familiar with, putting in a username, password, this, that, and the other, you're looking at your page and you're saying, all right, I have an account. What do I do? I suggest to start off by listening. Just see what kind of conversations are taking place. You can use a hashtag that's also known as a pound or the number sign in front of a phrase that you're interested in. So here lately, I've really been interested in Betty White appearing on Saturday Night Live. I would go to Twitter and I would do a search and I'd put in, the hashtag or pound sign, and I'd type in Betty White as a complete word, no space in between Betty and White. Hit enter, and you get real-time information about what people are saying with the same hashtag. So if it's been hashtagged with Betty White, anything that anyone said, I can pull it up and follow the conversation. The second thing that I would tell you is to think before you write. After you've posted something on Twitter, you can't take it back. It's somewhere in cyberspace forever. There's no tap backs. So if you don't want it out there, if you don't want a future boss finding out about it, don't write it. The same thing goes with, a lot of blog posts. I'll wait a couple of days before I post a response, especially if it's a heated issue, something that your blood boils about. Just sit back and think. It's important, third, it's important to remember that you're building your personal brand. Don't post anything on Twitter, links to web pages that you don't want associated with your brand. For example, I knew a middle school teacher who liked to go to music camps with her husband on their time off. I can assure you that she never posted anything about those camps on her Twitter account, just for her personal, to save her personal reputation, her personal branding. It's just not something that I would recommend doing unless that's something that you want to be known for. Fourth, I would say to have something to contribute to the conversation. When you tweet something, ask yourself, so what? Who cares? If people don't care, then what's the point? You're pretty much having a one-way conversation with yourself. It's very egocentric that way. You want other people to become engaged. So tweet something that's interesting, something that, other people might find interesting as well. And lastly, it's important to be courteous. Don't harass people on Twitter. Don't use profanity at people on Twitter. It's not nice. It's something that we don't do. I say we don't do. We usually don't do to one another and face to face. And it's not good to do that on Twitter as well. If you can help a fellow tweeter out, go for it. It doesn't matter if they're following you or not. If you happen to follow someone else's page and you see a reference to something and you say, oh, hey, well, I can answer that question that this other person's asked, then do it. It doesn't hurt anything, and heck, you might make a new friends. A few weeks ago, I was tweeting about how much easier it was now that I've learned how to download lectures from Wemba Classroom. I had a fellow Twitter user contact me, not one of my followers, and asked me how I did that if I had a certain application on my iPod Touch. And it was easy to help her out with this. All you have to do is go into the Wemba and download the file as an MP4, and you can hear the audio, you can see the video, and it helped this lady out. So, and it kind of made me feel good helping someone else out, kind of knowing something that someone else didn't know. So just remember, whenever you're using Twitter, to be courteous. I want to thank you for joining me for my first episode, and would like to ask you to join me again for my second podcast. It's going to be a little bit more about building your personal brand and a few more things, tips and kind of tricks to use with networking with Twitter. This has been Martine Howell, and thank you again.